fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law, or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Run the tail of the Black Arrow! Come, Silver! Hooray!
Heat rose in solid waves under the fierce sun that poured down on the Mojave Desert. Two men lay sprawled in the thin shade of a giant cactus, feebly hacking at the thick arms of the plant with hunting knives.
It's no use, Sam. I'm so dry from lack of water, I haven't got the strength to cut that cactus.
We got to, Jed. We got to. There's moisture in these branches. I can't do any more. Got to rest.
Blazing sun. Everything looks like it's sliding up and down. Up and down.
The heat. That's what it is, the heat. I tell you what, Jed. If we can hold out till sundown, it'll be cooler then. Maybe we can find strength to cut open this cactus and suck the moisture out.
We'll be dead by sundown. Bait for the buzzards.
No, we won't.
Bait for the buzzards.
Oh, I shouldn't have led you out here, Jed. It's my fault.
Shucks, we're partners, aren't we? Don't blame yourself.
Partners. Yeah, partners. Lived together, ate together, worked together. Now we're going to die together.
Just desert. Burning hot desert. The sun beating down. Beating down on us like it had fists.
What's that?
A wolf. Don't go thinking it's our dog, Lop-Ear. Just a wolf, that's all. What difference does it make who gets it? The buzzards or the wolves? We're cashing our chips anyway. We're all through.
Well, it had to come sometime, Jed. There's nothing we can do now. Just take what comes. Maybe we'll see the sun go down, and maybe not. Just take whatever comes.
Oh, Silver, too fast for the dog. He's leading us someplace.
We're far into Mojave Desert already.
A traveling tunnel. I wonder where this dog is leading us.
Him keeps going into desert.
That's all. Obviously, he wants us to follow. Mother's how he keeps looking up at us to make sure we're with him.
Down, stop him, plenty tired.
The hot sand is burning his paws, but he won't stop.
Come going down now. Cool ground dog.
Easy, old fella. We're with you. He's going faster. Let him hang over his trail.
Ah, him not got nose to ground anymore. Maybe him see end the trail.
There's nothing inside but that giant cactus he felt. Tonto, look.
Huh?
The base of the cactus. Aren't those figures?
Come down now. Not much light.
That's it, Kimosabe. It's two men. They're lying on the sand. Come on, Silver.
Get them up, Scout. Hello. Hi.
Come on, Tonto. They don't even stir. Okay, boy. Let me see them.
Let me bring water.
That's what it is, Tonto. They're exhausted from heat and thirst.
Him dead?
His heart is still beating. What about the other man?
Him heart beat too. Not very strong.
We'll do all we can for them. Open that canteen. See if we can force some water down their throats. Don't worry, fella. We'll do everything we can to save your master's lives.
The sun set, and darkness spread over the desolate desert. In place of the heat, the air turned cold and biting. The stars appeared, icy blue and sharp in the sky. Slowly they wheeled through space as the Lone Ranger and Tonto, their breathing making a vapor in the chill air, worked desperately to bring back the flickering spark of life in the two lost men. Until finally, several hours before dawn...
Cold. Well, if it isn't Lopier...
You'll be all right now.
I reckon I was mighty close to dead, mister. How's Sam?
Him open eyes now.
That sounds like Lopier. Sounds like our dog.
You're better now.
Yeah, he's better. Thanks to you two.
Don't thank us. If your dog hadn't found us and brought us here, nothing would have been any good. Can you stand up?
I can. How about you, Jed?
Yeah. Surprising what a little water will do to bring back a man's strength.
Just lean on Tonto and me. And did you have any horses or pack mules?
No, mister. We were traveling light, going on foot.
Yeah, Sam and me are old hands at traveling across deserts. Only this time we come to grief.
Well, you can ride double on Silver and Scout. You'll have to be out of the desert as soon as possible, or the morning sun makes it unbearable again.
Me get horses, Tonto. Here, Scout. Here, Silver.
Jed, you can ride with me. Sam can go with Tonto.
Kino, but first let me grab our pack.
I'll get it, Jed. Yeah. Wait a minute. What's this?
What's what, mister?
You have a water bottle and it's full.
Yep.
Often find you use it. Why'd you let yourself almost die of thirst when you had a full bottle of water?
Mister, uncork that bottle and taste that water. But don't swallow it. Just put your tongue against it.
Well, this is... Here, Tonto. Taste it. Careful not to swallow any. Well?
Keep it, Tommy. That water not good.
That water's been poisoned.
Now, where did you get it?
Well, that's the funny part, mister. We filled that water bottle straight out of the well with good, sweet drinking water.
That means somebody put poison in after.
That's all right. But who did it?
That's what we don't know. Lots of people had the chance. If we could get back to Arrowhead, maybe we can find out.
Sam, Tonto and I'll make sure you get back. We'll help you. Come on, up on the horses.
We're already...
All set.
Just hang out, mister. We'll hang on.
Cork that water bottle, Tonto. Make sure the water doesn't leak out. Sam, Jed, whoever did this is nothing short of a murderer. We don't like murderers in the West.
Get him up!
Hours after sunrise, two men were riding their horses along the rim of the desert after playing cards in the Arrowhead Cafe most of the night.
I reckon I can sleep the sooner without Brandon. When we get to that bunkhouse, I'm going to flop in the blanket full of boots and all.
Maybe we ain't going to the bunkhouse, Shaler.
Oh, now listen.
Cast your eyes out westward. Look what's coming from the desert.
What do you be? Well, I'll be dogged. A couple of horses carry a double.
Yeah. Know who that is?
Of course not. Can't make him out of this business.
Yeah, you don't have to. Look what's traveling with them horses.
Yeah.
A dog, ain't it?
Well, prod me if it ain't. It looks like creeping catamount. That looks like Lopier, getting Sam's dog. But it can't be.
It is. That means sure as fate that Sam and Jed are riding them horses along with them other two gents. Twist your reins, Scholar. We're hightailing back to town. There's somebody going to be mighty interested in this news.
Get up, man.
I've said it enough times already, Lem Beardsley, but it'll bear repeating. My husband, Jed, went out into the Mojave Desert again yesterday after he promised not to. And you're the one who fast-talked him into it.
Sheriff, don't give me all the credit. Jed's got a partner.
Sam follows Jed's lead. Don't go blaming Sam for this.
What are you so all fired worried about anyways, Marty? You've been on the desert many a time. They're old hands.
I don't trust that desert. It's mighty treacherous. And there's other things being treacherous, too.
Now, look here, Molly Hawkins. If Bill Hinton and I had some dark reason for sending them out of the Mojave, you've been listening to gossip. I'm just a storekeeper. Jed and Sam owe me a penny for back bills, for food I advanced.
You got shares of their discoveries, didn't you?
Well, sure, I grubstaked them. None of the claims they filed was worth anything, so I...
So you egged them into trying again.
A man's got a right to get some of his money back. Jed and Sam are the best doggone prospectors in the West. Just been having hard luck, that's all. Naturally, I'm eager for him to strike at Rinsel.
Please, Lem Beardsley!
Who's that?
It's you they're calling, whoever they are.
Howdy. Looking for me?
You, Lem Beardsley.
That's my handle, mister. What can I do for you?
I'd like to tell you a story, mister. Me and my sidekick want some supplies.
Well, glad to oblige. I'll ride right along with you. Adios, Molly. Don't harbor any hard feelings against me. Jed and Sam will be all right, you'll see.
They'd hope for your doing if they are. Goodbye, and do me a favor and stay away.
Let's go, mister. We're in all fire.
Right. Get along,
Hawk.
More strange going on. I'm almost certain I've seen those two gents in that business store. And yet he acts like he never met them till just now. And besides, this ain't the way to his store. They're heading someplace else.
Like we didn't know you, Beardsley, just so the woman wouldn't get any suspicion.
All right, Ben, what's up?
Trouble, Lim.
Yes, I handled trouble before.
Well, things aren't going the way you calculated they would.
Get to the point. Pull it out. What's wrong?
Tell him, Sheriff. You sent me and Brad into the Mojave to make sure Jim and Sam was dead.
Yeah, seems to me it got back mighty quick.
Because we didn't have to go far. Went no farther than the edge of the desert.
Why?
Because Jim and Sam aren't dead. We saw them.
What?
Yeah, they're alive. Heading back there, heads. Right this minute.
That's impossible. They couldn't live without water.
Nobody found him. Two gents on two horses. West starting the pink. Horses are carrying dumb and coming this way.
Well, then I reckon you boys better earn the cash I'm paying you.
How do you mean?
Rain up. Stop your horse.
Hold there. Hold there.
Now listen to me and listen close. From this spot, you can see the trail plain.
Well, sure. We're right above it.
I want you to make sure Jed and Sam don't get to town.
Yeah, but they're coming this way now.
Yeah, so they are. The morning sun will be right in their faces. You can shoot them down before they know what hit them.
Lem, you mean...
Sure I do. I mean just that, an ambush. The only way I want Jed and Sam to reach Arrowhead is feet first. Dead in a doornail.
Forget it. Those riders are galloping toward us. Their horses make too much noise for them to hear much. They're going to be real close soon. Hey, hold your fire till I give the word. Yeah. Just like Beardsley added. Why did he stay here instead of heading back for town? Well, that's his business. He's paying us, Sheila. Besides, we don't need him. The shooting will be as easy as skinning a gopher. Here they come. A nice, clear target. And get set. They turn to give the word. They got to be drawn on the jet riding the paint horse. I got the stallion. In a couple more seconds. Just a couple more seconds. What is the reason? What's getting into that door?
I don't know. He's barking fit to kill.
Brad, open Maverick's it.
They're on smoothies. The wind's giving them a surge. Start shooting before they catch you and pour lead into them. Shoot!
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. The shooting was fierce and short. Only a few seconds after Brand and Shaler first pressed their triggers and emptied their guns, they stopped shooting.
Well, that was short and sweet, wasn't it, Shaler?
Yeah.
He didn't even get a chance to draw the guns and fire back at it.
Yeah.
Nothing moving but the dog. Hey, look at him whimpering over Jed's body.
Pretty good shooting, if I do say so.
Perfect shooting. Four men and two horses, all of them flat in the ground. Yeah, let's amble and spread the good word to Lem Beardsley.
Kido, say, we ought to ride down there and make certain they're all dead, eh?
Yeah, maybe we ought to. Might as well make... No, we won't.
Why not?
No sense leaving tracks for folks to see, Shaler. Besides, there's no reason for it. We didn't miss.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Come here, horse.
We sure earned our pay, didn't we? Come on.
Get up there.
Miss sudden death that time.
We can thank the dog for warning us of that ambush, Jed. There wasn't time to start shooting back.
That do no good, Kemosabe. They well hidden. We not have chance.
Is anyone hurt?
I caught one of my arm, mister. Just a scratch, though.
Oh, it'd be all right. Tonto fixed it. You let me rip.
Sure beats everything, the way those two horses rolled over and played dead when you told them to.
Silver and Scott are well trained, Jed.
If your horses hadn't been carrying double, you might have headed right straight at those zombies and written them down. They're mighty fast horses.
That's all fixed, Kemosabe.
Yeah. What do we do now? What kind of question is that? Why bother asking? We're going up on that hill where those snakes try to ambush us and start right after them while the trail is fresh.
Oh, no, Jed.
Huh?
You and Sam are staying right here.
But, mister...
I have my reasons, Jed. Just tell us where your cabin is so Tonto can go there.
Cabin? Nobody there but Molly, my wife.
Where is it?
It's just north of town. There's a cottonwood at the door. But I don't savvy why you want us to stay here instead of...
Jim Hawkins, you talk too much.
Huh?
The masked man's got some scheme up his sleeve to trap these hombres. Ain't that right, masked man?
Yes, Sam. But even more important, I want to trap the man who gave them orders.
Well, sure, only nothing. Him and the Injun saved us from dying on the desert, didn't they?
Yeah.
They brought us out safe, didn't they? And it was the masked man's quick thinking, telling us to drop to the ground and play dead, that kept us from getting filled full of lead, wasn't it?
Well, sure.
Then don't go questioning his judgment, because I ain't. I aim to do exactly as he says.
Well, you know, Sam. Mister, we'll play it your way.
You'll have no cause to regret that, either of you. I remember. Wait here. Adios.
Goodbye.
Get him up the house.
Ready, Silver. Here we are, Kemosabe.
That's right. And there, cottonwood near door. This Jed's cabin.
Well, howdy.
How do you do? Are you Mrs. Hawkins?
Yes, come in. You're him.
What's that?
You're wearing a mask. You're the masked man she told me about.
Who do you mean? A woman told you about me?
You're the Lone Ranger, ain't you? And this here's Tonto.
Yeah, that's right.
Mister, not more than 10 minutes ago, a lady rode up just like you did. She knocked on the door and asked me, was this the home of Jed Hawkins? And when I said it was...
Yes, what then?
She gave me a message. She said to warn Jed to look out for Lem Beardsley.
Beardsley?
The storekeeper in Arrowhead. And, mister, I'm plumb worried, because it was Beardsley who slick-talked my husband into going out in the desert again.
Oh, I see. And how did you know about us?
Because of what the woman said. She said to tell nobody I couldn't trust. But if a masked man rode up with an engine powered, then I could speak freely because that man was the Lone Ranger.
The woman's gone?
Yeah. Spoke her piece and left just as fast as she come.
Well, what did she look like, Mrs. Hawkins?
Well, I couldn't say, mister. She was wearing a veil.
Kemosabe, that woman who'll help her.
Yes, the mysterious woman. If she's been here, that means the Black Arrow is mixed up in this some way.
What's that, mister? Did you say Black Arrow?
Yes, I did.
Well, now that's strange, mister. Because Lem Beardsley's got a black arrow tattooed on the inside of his left wrist. What do you mean?
Oh, that's plenty bad.
Never mind, Mrs. Hawkins, but thanks for the information. Your husband and Sam were ambushed this morning on the edge of the...
Ambushed? Yes, ma'am, you mean to see that...
I know, Mrs. Hawkins. He's alive. They're both alive. It's up to us to get the man who planned that ambush. You've told us about Beardsley. Now, here's what you must do.
come here to your store.
All four of them, hey?
And the horses.
Nice shooting, gents. Real nice shooting.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Did you cover your tracks?
No, we didn't.
Yep, our nation fools. When that murder is found out, they'll track you right straight here. You
now, hold your horses, Beardsley. You didn't let me finish.
Huh?
Nobody can follow our tracks all the way here. Don't you say me? As soon as we hit the regular trail into town, our tracks got mixed up with all the regular travelers.
Oh, yeah, that's so.
We're safe as if we were sitting right in church. Why, we could even go out there and discover the bodies ourselves. No one would think anything of it.
That's right, Shirley. Now, I'll pay you gents off.
Oh, what in thunderation is Mrs. Hawkins?
Don't be local, Brian. No need to vamoose. You said yourself no one suspected. Now, come on, we'll mosey out front and see what she's bellowing about.
What's the matter, Molly? What's all the fuss about?
Your husband's
taking a risk. My husband's been ambushed. He's been ambushed on the edge of the Mojave.
Molly, what's that? Jed shot?
The dog come to the cabin. I followed him out there. Jed was ambushed and so was Sam. And two strangers. It must have happened this morning.
Oh,
I've come to ask you to help to...
To bury him. Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, James. Get your horses. We'll ride out there this instant. And what's more, we'll get the screaming yellow coyote who shot him down. That's telling him, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, Lim. Instead of worried about a posse, we'll be the posse ourselves. Where's my horse?
Kimasabi, me see Carter does come from town.
That must be Mrs. Hawkins and the townspeople, Carter. Come on, Silver.
Yes, I'm...
Are they coming,
sir? They'll be here in a few minutes. I'll arrive for them from the ridge.
If we get off, boy.
This is the spot we'll be flying, Masked Man, right here.
All right, then, we'll all lie down.
Down, Silver.
You, Scout, lie down. Lay dead.
Drop here. Hush up, Rocket. Hush up.
Jed and Sam dropped to the ground. Silver and Scout obeyed their masters and stretched out on their sides, and the ranger and Tonto followed suit. By the time the posse topped the rise and slowed to a halt, only the dogs seemed to be alive.
Damn, boys. You look like you never had a chance.
Horses and all. No, it's a crying shame.
No, no, Molly. You got to buck up. I know Jed, your husband, but everybody's got to go sometime. Weeping won't do any good. Come on, gents. Lend us a hand with them. We'll give them a...
Never mind, Lim Pinsley. You won't have to bury my husband or any of them.
Now, what kind of talk is that? Molly, have you gone...
You won't have to because none of them are dead.
None of them...
He's right, Pinsley. Up on your feet, Silver.
Up. Now, get up,
Sam. We have a welcoming committee.
If this is your idea of a joke, Molly Hawkins, I throw in my hand. I'm heading back for town.
Wait a minute, Pinsley.
Wait, got a gun.
Who is he? What's it about?
Mister, put your guns and get while you can. We don't like outlaws in these parts.
Don't listen to them, Beardsley. That's the Lone Ranger.
What Mrs. Hawkins told you was the truth. We were ambushed this morning, but the bullets didn't hit us.
Never mind making up stories.
You shut your mouth, Beardsley. What the masked man said is gospel truth. And furthermore, he knows who tried to finish us off.
You see them, Tonto?
Two men stand beside Beardsley. Them make ambush.
Fred, run first. Get to the horse.
I'll fix your mess.
Did you see that, Jed? Shot the guns right out of the hand.
Sir, he's the Lone Ranger, all right.
All right, Masked Man, you got it.
You go to jail, that's what.
Keno, but Sammy, this, we're telling you right now, we were just following orders. It was Lem Beardsley paid us to try to kill him.
Yeah, and here's why.
Hawkins, didn't you and Sam stake out a claim on the Little Smoky and give Beardsley a share of it?
Sure, but there wasn't enough ore to fill a pool. Ran out in no time. That claim is worth it.
Well, that's what you think. Suppose I tell you Beardsley found a rich vein behind the old diggings. He planned to get rid of you two so as he could have it all for himself.
So that's it.
I always knew Lem Beardsley was no good.
Just a minute. Hold on.
Let go of my arm.
We're holding you.
Here, let him go. Now speak up, Beardsley.
You're doggone tootin', I'll speak up. I never had anything to do with any shooting. Not me. What's more, I don't know these two hombres. Never saw them before today in my life.
Where you
They came into my store to buy supplies. Put them in the caribou. String them up for all I care. But I had nothing to do with
it. Oh, let me free. I'll make each your words, your coyote.
You can't prove it. You can't prove nothing. I'm a respected citizen of this here town.
Excuse me.
Well, what do you want?
You're not telling the truth.
No? Well, my claim still goes. And if nobody can prove that these gents say...
We'll prove it. I don't get that water bottle.
Time to do it.
Water bottle?
Well, what are you talking about?
Here, bottle.
I want you to take a drink from this water bottle, Beardsley.
I'm not thirsty.
Go ahead.
Why, that's his water bottle. There can't be anything wrong with that.
Beardsley, either you drink from this bottle before I count three, or I'll force it down your throat.
No, no.
One, two.
No, no.
Three. All right, hold it down.
No, no, no. I won't drink it. That water's poison. It's poison, I tell you.
How do you know it's poison?
I won't drink it. It's poison. I put it in Jed's water bottle myself. If I drink that, I'll...
Let him go, Toto. He's confessed already. You all heard him.
Masked man, you not only saved our lives, but you also helped rid this town of a no-good crook.
We'll slap all three of them in the jailhouse. They'll be there like part on us. Come on, start moving.
Time for us to hit the trail, Toto.
Here, Scout. Here, Silver.
Wait. Masked man, which way are you heading?
Well, I don't know, Mrs. Hawkins. We have no definite plan.
But if I was you, would go north. North to Tamarack.
Why Tamarack?
Well, no reason, mister. Only just before that mysterious woman left, she said that's where she was heading, to the town of Tamarack. Adios, masked man. Adios.
We hit trail for Tamarack.
Get him up, Charles. Hold, Silver.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.